is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes.
Next on News for the Soul, hand analysis with Christine. Christine is certified by the International Institute of Hand Analysis and says everyone is here in this life for specific reasons with a unique design defining how we see the world, what motivates us, and what challenges us. Our fingerprints, the only aspect of our hands that can't change, reveal our life, purpose, and more. She says hand analysis can help you create a life of purpose and meaning. Connect with us for your own hand reading with Christine, 646-595-4274. 646-595-4274. Please welcome Christine back to News for the Soul.
Hello. Hi there. Do we have Julia on the line?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, Julia. How are you?
Doing very good. Thank you so much for doing the hand analysis.
Oh, good. Good, good. You're welcome. Before I jump into your hands, I just want to say real quick to anybody listening, I got an email today with somebody sent some photos of their hands, and I can't do a whole lot with that. One of the hands I might be able to say a few things about. The other one, I can barely see anything. So if you want your hands read on the air or privately, you're going to need to send an email to the radio station or to me privately with your mailing address so I can send you a hand printing kit. And at the end of the show, when I'm done talking to Julia here, I'm going to tell you exactly how to do that. So yeah, there's that. And I'll give you more information about that when we're done. But today we're going to talk to Julia. And I've been looking at your handprints here for a while, trying to figure out where do we start with you. You're a complicated one.
Oh, boy.
No, it's not a bad thing. It's just there's a lot of different ways we could start. But I think let's just start with life purpose. Because who doesn't want to talk about their life purpose? So what's your life purpose? Any idea?
I don't know. I feel like I'm working towards something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I like connecting with people. I like adventures. I like art. I like working on a team.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I can see a lot of where those things show up in your hands, but I'm not going to keep you guessing all day long. I'll tell you what. You have kind of a complicated life purpose, and that's because – so your life purpose is determined basically by – it's a simple ranking system of whatever kind of fingerprints you have and where they are on what fingers. And – excuse me, it's wherever your highest rank fingerprints are, and it could be on one finger or two or three. It just depends on what you have going on. And yours are on, let's see, two, three, six fingers. So it's a little complicated, and there's a few different ways we can say it. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a few names for it, but then I'm going to break it down to what it means, okay?
Yeah.
So let's call it inspirational communications. That's one of the ways I like to say it. Inspirational communications or inspiring mm-hmm. the masses. So that's part of it. There's a few
yeah.
parts. And, you know, hold on. I'll talk about what all this means. Another term that we use for your particular purpose is public impact in the healing arts. All right, and then there's one more piece. So I'm going to give you three ways of saying it, and then, but I'll break it down to its parts. The other thing we could say is persuasion, which is also the same. And another way of saying persuasion is successful communication.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different things I said here. So what it breaks down to is your purpose is on both of your thumbs, and that's about success in the world, okay? Put that aside for a minute. The other four fingers are your both pinkies and both ring fingers. Your pinkies are about communication, and your ring fingers are about, you could say creativity or visibility. So we call the ring fingers Apollo. And those are the two things. Apollo could be considered a creativity, which I know you're a very creative person, but it's also about being seen, what we call the being in the spotlight, being in the public eye.
Yeah.
So if we just look at, you know, forget the thumbs for now, and we look at the two Apollo and two Mercury fingers, Mercury is the pinkies, the important ones are, so that's where we get the public impact in the healing arts. So that's an interesting life purpose because it's got two different kind of opposite types of energy. And one of them is the healer, which is your left pinky. And the healer purpose is it's about learning. It's a journey of like self-discovery, personal growth, learning about yourself, who you are, so that eventually at some point you can use what you've learned to help other people. That's the healer journey. So that's a big part of your purpose. And then the other part that's kind of – so that's a very internal purpose, so you can – you know, internal journey so you can help others. The other part of that, which is kind of opposite, is Apollo, right? Apollo is called artist in the spotlight, meaning, you know, yes, you know, a lot of people who have this purpose are not like literal artists. I know you are, so you probably don't have a problem with me saying that, but some people do. So, but it doesn't mean you're going to be a painter or, you know, a musician. It means whatever your creativity is, it might be something different today than it is in 10 years. But it's about being publicly visible with your creativity, but also with the healing energy. So these are two very different kinds of energies, and together, that's a big part of what you're here for. So it's about learning who you are, working on yourself, understanding yourself, and then helping other people with something like that. But at the same time, doing it in a big public way.
Yeah.
So right there, how do you feel about all that before you even move on to anything else?
Yeah, you know, I think that's really interesting. I think, like, the communication and being public is definitely something that I have found success in already in my, like, own career. Just doing marketing at the Art Center and then doing marketing at Gore Mountain, you know, and that's, like, a chance to persuade, you know, sales or whatever. You know, the healing part of it, I think is really, like, interesting to me because it makes me think a lot about my mom. My mom has really devoted, like, her life to, like, healing others and learn in spirituality and healing. So I feel like perhaps maybe I'm not quite there yet in my journey, but, I mean, at least for me, what I think of, like, where I am now in my life, doing marketing for the ski resort, I mean, for me, I find skiing to be very healing, side of nature. I think it's great for your body, soul, and mind, and that's definitely something I like to showcase through art and my work. Yeah.
Well, that's great.
So that's what I'm
thinking. Yeah, and by the way, you know, as far as I can understand what you're saying about, you know, your mother and what she does and all that, and you may see her as a healer, and that may be true, but don't think, you know, if you're – that your version of a healer has to look like hers. Yours is going to be your own unique thing, whatever that is. So, you know, just because you don't do what she does doesn't mean you're not a healer in your own way, you know.
I try to be a good person, you know. I try to be a good friend, good daughter, good sister, good granddaughter. You know, I definitely try to extend my love out. And, you know, I think that probably just, although I don't cast a wide net, I do feel like my close knit, I give a lot of love and healing to, Yeah,
and the healer is actually, like I said, the pinkies, you know, we call them Mercury. The healer, it's a communication marker. So healing in this context is really about, it's about being a good listener, knowing how to hold space for people who, like, might share things with you that they may not tell other people. It's about sharing psychological insights with people, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And and by the way, also I'm going to, like, move to something different for now, but I'll come back to your fingerprints in a minute. But you also have a gift marking called the Gifted Healer. So in case you have any doubt that you're supposed to be a healer, things tend to repeat in the hands. In case you missed it or didn't believe it in your fingerprints, it shows up on your palm also.
Wow.
So, and then, like you said, you know, maybe you're not there yet at this point, but it's a journey, you know, and life purpose is not a destination. It's a journey. And we only, you know, as long as we're alive, we're moving towards it, hopefully, or away from it, but it's a process, you know? And it's a learning process. And a lot of times we're living in our life purpose inverse, which is everybody does. It's part of the process of figuring out what our purpose is to experience the opposite of it. So that's normal for everybody, and it's different depending on whatever his purpose is. But so let me go back to, so that was, like, if we called it a public impact in the healing arts, or another name for that same group of fingerprints is inspiring the masses. So it's about, so like you said, what you're doing right now at your job, you're doing that with your art and the well, I forgot the language that you used about what you're doing there. It's not advertising exactly. Where is it?
Yeah, it is like sales, and I feel like marketing in itself can be persuasive. You know, it is.
Oh, right,
persuading.
Right. Yeah, marketing. That was the word you said, right?
Yeah. It's inspiring.
And the persuasion.
Sales.
Right, yeah, sales and marketing, that's absolutely. So if we forget about the Apollo part for a minute. Apollo is the ring fingers, and you have just your thumbs and your pinkies, the Mercury fingers. That's the one, that's successful communication or persuasion. So that, you know, that's exactly what you're doing, and so that's great. So, you know, you're doing a lot of your purpose right now. And the thing is, your purpose is kind of, it's not a job. I mean, it's great that you are expressing it in your job and that you have a job that you can do that. It's more the energy you bring to whatever you do. And so it's great when you can find work where you can, you know, or create work where you're able to express your life purpose. So you're in a good place at this point for that. And let's see, I could talk more about the, I want to talk a little bit more about the gift of the healer, since we were talking about the healer thing, but then I want to come back to your fingerprints in a little while, because there's a lot of, a few other interesting things in your fingerprints, okay? But because I already brought up the healer, let's go for a minute to the gift marking. So let me just say that there's 18 different gift markings that people could have in their hands. They're different line formations that indicate extra potential talent in different areas, like healing or intuition or problem solving. They're rare. Most people don't have any. Most hands I see do have one or two at least, because the people who are attracted to hand analysis tend to be healers and, you know, intuitive and things like that. But in the general population, a gift marking is rare. And but it doesn't mean if you don't. It doesn't mean if you don't have a gift marking for healing, for example, it doesn't mean you can't be or you're not a healer. But the reason it's good to know if you have them is that they come with penalties for underuse. Okay. And the more gift markings you have, the more complicated your life can be, because you're being called to do more things. A couple of gift markings. And right now I want to talk about the gifted healer. Yeah. So the gifted healer is a group of horizontal lines, no, not horizontal, vertical, up and down lines under your Mercury finger, your pinky. And you have them kind of on both hands, but you can probably see them better if you look at your, They're on both hands, like right under the pinky on the palm. Can you see those lines? They're right up and down. There's a,
yeah.
like a whole bunch of them, you see? There's
yeah,
some lines that go, kind of cross over mm-hmm. them, so it makes them a little bit hard to see, but they're there. So that's called mm-hmm. the gifted healer. And so, again, it's the same kind of thing what I was just talking about with the healer as a purpose. But remember I said they come, a gift marking has penalties if you're not using it enough. So the penalty for the gifted healer is intimacy challenges. Intimacy, surrender, and trust, specifically. So you've never had any kind of challenges in your personal, private, emotional, intimate life, have you?
I feel like I am pretty... okay, the penalty is intimacy issues, difficulty
trust,
surrendering.
Yeah, trust issues.
And,
yeah, intimacy, surrender, and trust. It's like it's challenges in your intimate relationship, or a lack of an
yeah.
intimate relationship, or and it's really a lack of. It starts with a lack of intimacy with yourself, like you know, not because you can't if you're not really fully trusting yourself, you can't really fully trust somebody else.
Oh yeah.
But if you're having trust issues with somebody, or you know, just. You know, relationship kind of challenges with you know, a intimate partner. Not this is not your mother or, you know, your friend. This is, you know, your boyfriend, your husband, you know, that kind of relationship. And I'm not
yeah.
saying you're having these problems right now. I'm saying when something like this shows up in your life, the answer is, where am I not doing my healing work enough? Starting with looking in the mirror. Because, again, if you're not taking care of yourself, you can't be there for other people. Does that
yeah.
make sense?
Yeah, I really relate to the trust and intimacy with myself more than, like a partner or something.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I can be, like, really trusting and let my guard down really easily, maybe too easily. But I think that I have trouble trusting myself, yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Well, and that's...
And, yeah.
Go ahead. No, what were you going
to
say?
It's hard to really... I find a difficult time when I face it inward. Like, what is it that I really want? What is it that I really need here? I definitely
mm-hmm.
look to others to help inform decisions when instead I should be, like, trusting myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that just... It takes practice, you know, it's over time. Hopefully, you know, you get better at that. But also, excuse me, also this is really, yes, it's definitely, it's about, you know, learning to trust yourself. And also in relationship with, you know, with partners. And so looking at your heart lines is where I go next because of that. And your heart
yeah.
lines are quite challenged. Your heart lines are the lines. It's the first horizontal line starting from the top of your hand, if you like under your fingers. You look down, and the first
mm-hmm.
one, that it starts under your pinky and goes across, kind of towards your index finger. And
yeah.
both of your heart lines are kind of very, they've got a lot of challenges on them. They've got armor, they've got bubbles, they've got, and at the end, they're kind of fraying apart. So they're not sure,
mm-hmm.
like, what type of heart line they want to be. It's called kind of a chameleon heart line, meaning I'm not sure if I want to be, I'm not sure who I am emotionally. It might depend on who I'm with.
Yeah.
You ever see the movie The Runaway Bride?
No, but I know it with Julia Roberts.
Julia
right?
Roberts, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing about it is that the gist of it is, she doesn't know who she is, and so she keeps getting to the altar about to marry some guy. But you know, each time she orders her eggs the way he orders his eggs, and she becomes whatever she thinks he wants her to be. And by herself, she doesn't know who she is. And I'm not saying that's how you are.
That's
emotionally.
How I am.
the other thing is. This might be left over from earlier days, and you might be stronger now, and that your hands have not changed yet. The lines in your hands can change. The only thing in your hands that can't change is fingerprints. But this is more about, like, how I am in relationship to other people specifically. Because our heart lines would show, am I somebody who is very outgoing and connecting with people in a big, loud way, or am I more reserved emotionally? So there's different heart lines will show us how, you know, different people like that. If, like, think of people you know who's the life of the party or the one who's more of a hermit. That shows up on heart lines. But yours kind of is dabbling with being different kinds. So, you know, not making a clear decision on who you are. And that's not wrong. It's okay, but it's good to be aware of, and maybe something to work on getting more clear on who you are, on your own. Okay. And I feel like I want to let that makes me want to go down to some other places in the pond, but I'm going to come back to this because I want to go back to your fingerprints. Okay. Okay, I'm sorry, I had to check the time on my phone here. I normally am looking at my computer for the time, and I need to make sure we're, I cover everything I want to. I'm not at home right now, so I only have my phone for my clock. So I want to go back to your fingerprints. So you've got a big purpose. So success, successful communication, inspiring the masses, all kinds of great things. So the three elements that our fingerprints have from before birth are our life purpose, our life lesson, which I'm going to get to next, and our life school. Okay, we all have a life lesson, and that's our life lesson is our least evolved skill that you're going to be working on your whole life. I've got mine. Yeah. We all have one. Okay, So interesting, compared to your life purpose. Your life purpose is on six fingers. Your life lesson is simple. I mean, it's not easy for sure, but it's more easy to describe because it's on one finger for you. And again, like for different people, it could be, a whole bunch of fingers. But for you, it's only on your right index finger, which is, we call Jupiter. And Jupiter is about power.
Yeah.
So we call this life lesson reclaiming your power. So your life lesson is it's your least evolved skill. It's a repeating pattern that happens throughout your life, and it's going to look different over time. It's going to look different when you're 10 and when you're 30 and then when you're 50. The details are going to be different, but the theme will be the same. And it's about learning to be strong in your power, and in the process I would expect you to be giving away your power so that you can learn how to not do that. Can you relate to that somehow in your life?
100%. This is definitely my life lesson.
Can you give me any kind of example? I mean, you don't have to talk about anything you don't want to, but is there anything you are willing to share?
Chris, like, it's funny because, we've done the hand analysis before, but I think, like, since then, I have, like, I feel... I don't want to sound like cocky or whatever, but I feel super powerful. Like,
don't be afraid to say that.
Yeah. And my fear is I feel like I will, I was talking with my therapist about this. Like, sometimes I feel like the dragon lady or something. And I feel like I could, like, set everything on fire if the power gets out of control. So for me, I just, like, tamp it down, like, constantly. And I don't feel like I go after everything that I want to go after 100% the way I want to. Like, there's just so much further I feel like I could go, but I feel like I will hurt others in the process.
So you feel like you're afraid of your power?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
So that's so with a Jupiter life lesson, I would expect feeling powerless, and you can go from either powerless to overly too much power, which would be, like you said, hurting other people, you know, being inappropriately, using your power in inappropriate ways. Can you relate to the feeling powerless at other times in your life?
I mean, I think, you know, I'm going to bring it into kind of, I'm like my feminist part of it. I feel like as a woman, you know, from a young age, we're taught to be proper, be a certain way, be good, be nurturing, don't be too loud or assertive or, you know, let the boys win. And that has never sat well with me, but it still is something that I condition myself, you know, back down to. I feel like I'm not, I don't level up in the way that is feels natural to me.
So are you, when this happened, are you, so are you conscious of this when this happens? Because that's, so the thing about your life lesson is a lot of times it's your blind spot, like you might catch it later, but when you can be conscious of when like these thoughts come in and stop you from doing something that you want to be doing, that's real progress on what you want to do with your life lesson is turn it around and make it like a more negative way of saying this life lesson is powerlessness. But I think the more positive way is reclaiming your power. And so what you want to do is when you're feeling like whichever extreme of the too much or too little power, when you can at least notice it, even if you don't change it, the awareness is huge. But if you can then even make steps to like towards making the changes that you want to, that's huge. And that I mean, that's how we make progress on our life purpose is paying attention to our life lesson. And even though it sounds like you're doing in a pretty good place with your purpose, there's always room for growth. You're young. You've got a lot of time and a lot more great things to do. And so that's what the our life lesson's job, I feel like, is to distract us from our life purpose. You know, when your energy gets distracted and I mean, or you get distracted things that, you know, where you shouldn't be putting your energy and it holds you back from really stepping into, you know, your big purpose, which with the thumbs, by the way, the thumbs part of your purpose, that makes it very public. Not every purpose is a really public one. Like if it were just the healer, that's not necessarily a very public purpose. But you've got Apollo and your thumbs. And by the way, you have really strong thumbs, just like from the fingerprints aside, the way you're, like the shape of your hand, looking at your thumbs, they're very strong, which is a great asset because thumbs are how you show us how you manifest things in the world, how you get things done. And these are really strong thumbs I see, which says you're somebody who can really make big things happen. You're designed to make things happen.
Oh, yeah. I'm a doer. I put so much effort into what I'm doing, and it's a hands-on effort for me. Like, it is all all about the work.
I like that you said that because that's actually the, one of the nicknames in hand analysis for some life purposes, the doer. So, yes, and that's part of your purpose. So, yeah, that's great. So you've got your purpose, you've got your life lesson of power issues, power struggles, power, whether it's feeling powerless or being afraid to step into your power, you know, one of those extremes or the other, when you experience that, that's your life lesson. But then the other piece is called your life school. And so yours is kind of interesting. Yours is one of the more rare ones. There are four life schools, peace, wisdom, love, and service. Okay, everybody is in one of these life schools based on just how many of which type of fingerprints they have. Some people are in more than one. You are, you're in one and borderline another one, but you're definitely, actually, I don't know if I told you one of them before, I may have been wrong because your fingerprints were a little challenging to decipher and it was a long time ago and I've had a little more experience by now and I've had them checked out by experts and so even more expert than me. And do you even remember if I ever told you a life school?
I don't.
I might change it now.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. because I remember not being sure, but now I am sure. You're definitely in school of wisdom. Mm. And so this wisdom is interesting. It's the most rare life school, and it's based on the tinted arch fingerprint, which if you can probably see your fingerprints or you just go Google what it looks like, but if you look at your left index and middle finger, you can see them, what that looks like. And it's the more rare fingerprint type. And so you only need two of them to be in the School of Wisdom, and you have to.
Wow.
So the School of Wisdom is an interesting challenge. It's about learning to trust your inner wisdom and take action on it. So earlier you talked about, trust issues with yourself. So School of Wisdom, people tend to be like to learn and be very intelligent, but it's a matter of learning to, can you trust what you know and take action on it? So
yeah.
So the big challenge for School of Wisdom is, is commitments and decisions. So how difficult are those for you, making a decision or a commitment? You think
it's
you're pretty
funny,
good at that?
Sometimes, if it's for something outside of myself, I feel like I can make the decision pretty quickly and pretty firmly. But if it's something that itself, or something that will, like, affect me a lot, I feel like that's where I struggle.
Okay. the big danger for a School of Wisdom people is not taking any action and just watching life go by and standing on the sidelines because, making a decision sometimes can be just too hard. But I know you like to jump in and you're pretty active. You like to ski and do fun things and... But, I'm not – it's probably, like you said, certain kinds of things that are going to be more challenging for you to make decisions on. And actually, I wonder if that might be relationships or I don't know what kind of things it might be.
Struggling. Yeah, so hard with making a decision. A decision that will affect someone else. Right now, like hiring. I have such a difficult time figuring out who to hire. Because I feel like it alters people's lives.
Mm-hmm. So the big fear is, what if you're wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the big that's the core fear for the School of Wisdom. What if I'm wrong? And so if you think about a diving board, the longer you stand there, the harder it is to jump, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, School of Wisdom people have a lot of undived diving boards because they'll climb back down and say, the stars aren't lined up just right. I have to go read another book or ask somebody else or take another course before I jump. The solution is just jump and course correct on the way down. You know, just do it. And, the more you can do that, the easier it gets in theory. I know, easy for me to say, but... But that's so when you're doing well in the School of Wisdom, you're taking action, you're trusting yourself, and, you're doing things, and you're taking a risk, just risking it. It's risking being wrong and just trying things out and see how it goes. And so
one
then
thing
with
I,
you...
I will
you,
say... Oh.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
One thing I will say about myself is sometimes I think I am pretty good at just taking the jump and, taking the plunge. Like sometimes if I know it's the right thing, I have no, I have no problem jumping.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
And so that's good to be aware of that, pay attention and be aware of when it's harder, what are the you can start paying attention to when is it harder for you to make, to jump, see which things are easier and which are not, And so then, which things, you might need to work on somehow a little bit. One second here. I'm watching the time. I want to, I know I'm dumping a lot of information on you, but I want to talk about a few other things. So I want to make sure we get to other things. I've gotten into fingerprints a lot here with you. And so your fingerprints, That's your soul's agenda for what you came here to learn and do in this life. And you've had that since before you were born, and that's never going to change. But the information in your palms tell us more about your personality, psychology. And together, those two things give us a picture of who you are, who you're designed to be, and what kind of challenges we would expect you to have. Okay? There's some things in your palm I want to bring up. I already talked about your heart lines a little bit, but I want to talk about the moon of your hand. The moon is the area opposite your thumb, like at the bottom part of your hand, okay?
Yeah.
The moon is the area of, you could say, intuition, spiritual connection. I like to think of it as it's where your core identity lies. It's who you really are at a core level. It's the deep inner you, the big you. And if you look at your hands, you've got your thumb and all your other fingers, all those go out to the outer world. The thumb is really shows how you get things done in the world. The moon is the total opposite. There's nothing coming out of the moon. This is total inner world stuff. Okay. And so we got a few things happening in your moon. For one thing, you have another gift marking called a line of clairvoyance on your right hand, which may be a little hard for you to see, but it's kind of a curved line that starts under your pinky and curves around and goes down towards the bottom of the palm. It's made up of kind of a bunch of little lines. But this is about having constant access to your intuition. So do you feel like you're a very intuitive kind of person?
Oh, very, very.
And do you trust your intuition?
Majority of the time. I feel like I can close my eyes and it'll point me a strong way. And I, like, even if I don't know the answer, I'll start reading into why I picked that, you know, and it'll make sense over time.
Well, that's great. And that's what this line says. But, you know, it's interesting. Think about the conversation we just had. You were just talking about not trusting yourself sometimes. And so the thing is, they're both probably true. And so, but the thing is, you do have the ability to do that when you remember.
Yeah.
You know, so when you go into that place of not trusting, remember how you do that, because you have this access to intuition when you remember.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the line of clairvoyance, but you also have some challenge markings in the moon, which makes me, you know, think, like I said, that, yeah, it's there, but you don't always remember that it's there.
Yeah.
So, for example, on your left hand, you've got a bunch of boxes in the moon that you can probably see in a good light. Like literally look like boxes drawn on your hand. And also some challenge markers that come in horizontally on both hands. They come in from the outer percussion of the hand. Those are horizontal lines like that are kind of blocked energy. So you see this line of clairvoyance, which says that's a lot of energy spent in your inner world, saying you have the ability to access answers from your inner world. But then there's these blockages here saying maybe you forget sometimes.
Yeah.
Can you relate to that?
Absolutely.
And so excuse me, all these challenges, one second. Okay. All these challenges I see to the moon, they kind of indicate a deferral of personal needs to other people's needs. So you're like not taking care of yourself because you're too busy taking care of other people. You feel like that's going on now or in the past?
Yeah, it could be other people, or it could also just be my job.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that's just, it's good to be aware of that. And the thing is, and one of the good things about one of the fun things about hands is you can see how you're doing in that department by looking at your hands. If you, like, make a point to pay attention to that and work on that, hopefully that, those lines will disappear. Not the line of clairvoyance. You would like that to not disappear. but the smaller lines, the boxes and those horizontal lines, those are challenge markers that says that the moon is crying for attention. Your inner world wants you to visit it some more and be more maybe not so busy in the outer world sometimes. You know, spend some time with your inner world. And that's where you can learn to trust yourself more in the places where that's a challenge.
Yeah.
Let me find my notes here and see what else we've got going on here. I'm not surprised that you put so much energy into work and maybe forget about your inner world because, like I said, you have super strong thumbs. You also have what we call a wow marker on your left hand, which is how do I describe this? if you look at your left hand, you can see a line that comes, it looks like it starts at the bottom of your wrist and goes straight up to your ring finger.
Mm-hmm.
It's made up of a lot of little lines, but it really makes kind of one line. And then there's one that goes up to your middle finger and one that goes up to your pinky.
Mm-hmm.
So none of those lines are required. I mean, most people have a Saturn line, which is the middle finger, the one that goes up to the middle finger. But you have a pretty strong Saturn line, Apollo line, and Mercury line. So this is the Saturn line, the one going up to the middle finger, is your energy for work. Apollo is your energy for creative energy. And you have a really strong Apollo line. And there's also a lot of them, so that's a lot of creative energy. And the Mercury line, that's communication. So when you put these all three together, it forms sort of a W, so it's the nickname is a wow marker, but it basically means that's a lot of energy you have in a lot of different areas. Mm-hmm. And so you just have a lot of energy, which is great.
But I think that's my fire that I have. Yeah, it's like, oh.
Yeah, and that's great. And that's awesome. But maybe sometimes you have to learn to slow down and stop and just kind of give yourself a break. Do you ever do that?
Yeah. I can really relate to that, just slowing down because it's too much. It is like a fire, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's great, but sometimes the fire will burn out, right? So what else do we have going on here? There's a lot of things we could talk about here. Do you have any questions about things we've talked about so far?
I mean, it's so interesting. It's so amazing. Thank you.
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think it's fascinating, obviously. Hands are very cool. If it's in your hands, it's in your life. And I heard that when I first learned hands, and I find it to be very true. So we've got about 10 more minutes. And so I want to talk about your heart lines a little more, okay?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things is on your, I think it's on both hands. Let me see. Yeah, it's actually on both hands. So you have a mark called dangling X, which is, let's see. So you know which, you understand which line the heart line is? Okay, so if you follow your heart line from starting from where the pinky is and go across a little bit to in between the pinky and the ring finger and then look, if you look right under it, looks like there's an X hanging right off of it. You can see it clearer on the left hand. See that? It's big, pretty big. You have one on both hands in the same place. So,
that's weird.
Yep. Well, I was going to say everything means something. Almost everything means something. And everything probably means something, but I don't know what every single thing means. But I know what a lot of it means. But what this means is this is about feeling unsupported in some way by family or friends. So since that's on both hands, I want to ask, do you know what that means for you? Can you relate to that?
I mean, I am, like, feel definitely, like, very supported, you know, by family and friends. But I can see where possibly, like, there is something missing. I do go off and do my own thing. I'm pretty independent, you know, and I think, like, you know, what we're talking about with me, you know, not stepping into, you know, things that I feel like I want to, you know, fully. I feel like maybe perhaps, like, some of those things aren't totally supported. And I think, like, even by myself, I'm even, like, afraid to go there with some things in my life.
So that might be, that sounds like it goes back to your life lesson of the power, feeling powerless somehow. So what do you, can you think of anything you can do to change that, to feel more powerful, more able to do the bigger things that you want to do?
I think it's just me. I think I'm afraid to, like, fully be myself. And that's where I'm not being supported, but it's not anyone else's fault because I'm not.
Yeah, you're not letting
my true self. I'm not letting one in. My intimacy. Maybe that is my true intimacy issue.
There you go. Well, and that would make sense. That makes sense. It's hard to let people in, so you know, it's easier to just put a cage up and block, you know, not let anybody in because then you can't get hurt, right?
Yeah, or be a chameleon. Everything's fine. Everything's great.
Right. Yeah, that's great until you self-destruct like that. So, you know, yeah, it's great for a little while. But, yeah, it's good to try opening up a little bit, letting people in. I can see that you're go ahead.
You know, you kept on saying that, like, this, like, my, you know, my life purpose is very public and it's very communication and, I'm shy. I'm a shy person, especially when it comes to, like, how I'm really, like, feeling and stuff. Like, I'm fine being all powerful for something else, but if it's for me, I don't feel super powerful, and, like, I want to put that on display.
Well, and okay, so that's an interesting thing to bring up because for one thing, nobody said your purpose was going to be easy, but it's still what you're here to do. But also, but I have a few things to say about that. But also, the Apollo part of your purpose, that's the big public, out in the spotlight, being seen part. Part of the deal with Apollo purpose or even life lesson or anything is what we call tomato fears. Which is, imagine you're on stage and people are throwing rotten tomatoes at you. It's the paralyzing fear of rejection that makes us not want to do public speaking or be seen in, like, whatever way it is. It's a part of the Apollo purpose. It's part of the package, and it's to be expected. And, like, when I started doing this radio show almost a year and a half ago, I was terrified. And I've learned now it's not so scary. By doing it, you get better at it. And the thing is, yeah, it's scary, but that part of your purpose is to feel the fear and to find a way to do it anyway. But also what you said was important was that, well, if it's for you, you know, you're shy. Okay, so part of your job is to figure out what it is that you are motivated enough. What is your message for the world that's important enough for you to get out there to the world, that you will have the power to, you know, do it despite the fear.
Yeah.
So you need to find what, you know, something you're passionate about, some cause or something you care about enough to speak out about.
Yeah.
And that, and then it's not about you. It's about whatever you're, you really care about.
Yeah.
Right? So it's not about you, but you have something important to share with the world. You may not know what that is yet, but your job is to figure that out.
Yeah.
And then once you get on a mission to, you know, to save the whales or whatever your thing is going to be, then you're going to be out there. You know, you're not going to worry about that you're shy. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I have found that in my projects, when I'm working on something that I'm really passionate about, I have no problem getting up in front of somebody and doing the thing and going all the way.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so it's not about you. So don't worry about that.
Okay,
you know, that's what,
cool.
So your job is to find the thing you care about enough, and then it won't be about you. And
yeah.
Then you can, you know, then you can inspire the masses with your communication about the thing you care about.
Yeah.
So your job is to figure out what that is. And it might be something different tomorrow than it will be in 20 years, but that's okay.
Yeah.
So,
wow, Chris. This
is it giving you a few things to think about?
Yeah.
Good.
I feel like I really opened up in ways I haven't in a long time. So thank you.
Nice. You're welcome. Could you, for anybody listening, could you tell people why they might want to have a hand reading if they have not had one?
I mean, just in this hour, I feel like I have discovered some things in my life that I haven't thought about, felt, and it's also, like, confirmed for me. Like, I haven't felt such a true purpose in probably the last, like, 10 years, probably since the last time you did this reading.
That was at least 10 years ago, yeah. Yeah. Nice.
So,
very cool.
I mean, wow, do I feel a sense of confirmation and feeling, like, heard, seen, and I feel like my, like, things are, like, reinforced for me to go out and do. So,
nice.
Yes.
Wow.
Do this for yourself.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you being on here and being vulnerable and, you know, open and, you know, you're brave and, you know, seeing your hands now, when I get home, I'm going to find your old handprints and compare them. But I can see that I don't know how long ago it was that we did this, but just by your hands alone, I can see that you've grown and changed and become a much stronger person. It's very interesting. Yeah. Yeah, you have big things to do. So
yay.
I can see that you have the resources that you need to do them. So
thank you.
I look forward to seeing what you do with all of this over time.
Yeah.
No pressure.
No pressure.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much, Julia.
Chris.
You're welcome. What you're doing is also, like, so important and so huge. So thank you.
Thank you. So for anybody else listening, I would just like to say, so if you would like your hands read on the air, let's see, you need to email soulnews@gmail.com, and give us your mailing address so I can send you a handprinting kit, because I need your handprints. And I will get you on the calendar to do your hand reading for free. If you would like a private reading, private life purpose reading, email me at Christine@yourcreativepurpose.com. And again, I need your mailing address. I'll send you a handprinting kit and mention news that you heard me on News for the Soul Radio for a 33% discount on your reading. And I will be back. I'm here the first and third Saturdays of the month. So thanks for listening, and I will catch you all next time. Bye.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.